A shocking act of violence has ripped yet another American town to pieces. An 18-year-old gunman stormed an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, Tuesday afternoon and opened fire.
Salvador Romas, an 18-year-old male who resided in Uvalde, it's believed that he abandoned his vehicle and entered into the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun, and he may have also had a rifle.
As of now, no motive is known for the mass shooting. The 600 children who attended the primary school were aged from 5 or 6 to about 12 years old.
At this point, the investigation is leading to tell us that the suspect did act alone during this heinous crime.
The killings come less than 10 days after a gunman who posted racist rants online killed 10 people at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York. Gun laws in Texas are among the least restrictive in the country.
There's no minimum age limit for children to possess firearms in Texas.
The U.S. averages about 10 mass shootings per week. Nearly 200 mass shootings have happened so far this year. That includes 27 school shootings.
These kids weren't unlucky. This only happens in this country and nowhere else. Nowhere else do little kids go to school thinking that they might be shot that day.
The murders of the school children in Uvalde brought this response from President Joe Biden.
When in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done?
Despite polls that show a majority of Americans favor tougher gun laws, the efforts to pass national gun legislation have been blocked time and time again by Republicans and a few Democrats in Congress. With an estimated 390 million guns owned by civilians in the U.S. and few effective limits on gun ownership, the horror in Uvalde will likely be repeated again and again. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera.